Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, at the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday, people. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Another frickin' week of outrage. Frickin' weekend's coming up in the frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 7th day of December, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 25 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of, well, 34 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, man, it's getting colder and colder. It's 5 degrees is what I got up this morning. Nasty. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Ammon Bundy leaves militia movement. The head of the militia left the militia movement after ripping Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric. Oh, this is going to be fun. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
These men.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Ammon Bundy leaves militia movement after ripping Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric. This is from The Hill. Whether this has anything to do with the Ninth Circuit down there in San Francisco deciding whether they're going to retry him or not. Or maybe this is what he's always been. What do you think, people? We'll see. Ammon Bundy, the rancher at the center of the 2016 standoff with the government at an Oregon wildlife preserve, said he is leaving the militia movement after criticizing President Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric. So, Bundy, so you tell me, Ammon, you fat little punk bitch. And this old man would like to call you a fat little punk bitch right to your face, buddy. You think you can get, you got the right to give my fucking country away, you elitist trash, you piece of scum? Bundy shut down his social media accounts and announced that he was stepping away from the, quote, patriot groups. BuzzFeed News reported Thursday. He said the decision comes after he faced fierce backlash for opposing Trump's attacks on a caravan of migrants. And you know that's horse shit. You know that they're pumping them in here as fast as they can fucking pump them in here. They're breaking records right now, and Ammon Bundy knows it too. The elite. Yeah, I just kind of, you know, Mary sent me a book a long time ago for a drawing, and she sent an extra one. It was White Slavery in America, or I don't know what it's called, but I swear to you, I can only read a few pages of that book at a time, and I got to put it down because I'm not going to burn my life force any in the rage of just the finding out and the knowing. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it. Use it to do something about it. It's like being in a room full of people in here trying to teach, and no one is listening, he told the outlet. No, nobody's going to listen to your elitist, industrialist, fucking trash shit, you punk, bitch, fat, whore, pissant. You know, Ammon Bundy, you son of a bitch, you fat little fuck. The days in that you spent in prison, were the only days that you would ever know deprivation in your whole fucking miserable life. And your pappy sure never knew it. And his pappy's pappy sure never knew it because you're a part of the fucking ruling elite. You're part of the aristocracy that enslaved people of all colors by the millions. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, this guy's a piece of shit. I mean, his dad's going to drop one of these days, and he wants that damn ranch. And this is the only way he's going to get to keep it, is to kiss these people's ass.
No, he's been took aside, and he's been talked to. See, that Ninth Circuit, everybody forgets they were deciding whether they were going to overturn all the bullshit and start retrying them all again. So he's found out the truth about the fact that, you know, he's found out the truth about the 14th Amendment. He's found out the truth about the fact that, goddamn, you know what? I got it made. I'm a goddamn rancher. I mean, that's what, you know, I hear about those fucking crying around about these industrialist fucking ranchers losing he lost everything. Oh, he still got the $2 or $3 million in the bank, but oh, goddamn, man. Let's don't talk about the fucking hundred million of our people living in tent cities that had everything taken from them. They worked for all their fucking lives. Let's talk about them poor fucking Mondays who also praise the Metro Police as they were the ones that took care of that for them. Wasn't no goddamn militia. The people that fucking went to jail and shit for this piece of trash, this elitist piece of trash. This ruling class piece of trash. You know, I've talked before, you know, I've said that, you know, these sick pedophilic motherfuckers have always been this way. And I talked about, you know, I could just imagine how it was in the old and back in history. What they did to children, you know, in dungeon shit. They didn't do it in fucking dungeons. They did it right out in the goddamn open. I'm finding out. I'm being more educated. You know, or this is how it worked, you know, in the industrial north, you know, where the rich folks, you know, they were buying the black Negroes, you know, and they paid a lot for them, and they were expensive property, and they took a lot better care of them than the poor white bastards down there in the goddamn industrial north. Little children, I mean, you want a buck. They didn't have to go through the hassles they do now to commit pedophilia on children. The goddamn British Parliament, order up, send 200, this place here wants 200 little girls or 200 little boys or 200 women sent. They just go out in the goddamn streets and round them up, and they were, and it wasn't indentured servitude, by the way. It was fucking straight up slavery by definition.
Good. This guy hasn't worked a day in his life, Henry. I can guarantee you that. He's been spoiled rotten since the day he was born.
All he's done is sign fucking checks. I mean, I'm sure he's rode out on the range. He's lived a fucking very comfortable life. That little dose of fucking, you know what he endured 2 years in the judiciary or what they call justice system. That was the only real world that son of a bitch has ever seen. And I'm telling you right now, somebody's set him down, and if they've said, you know what, because he is an elitist. They're all fucking elitists. They're the industrialists. They're the industrialists that in the days of the colonies ordered children. And women, and Irish slaves. That's who fought the fucking war for the North, was Irish fucking slaves. Sent over here by the boatloads to fight for the industrialists. And we were all, at that time, we were all still fucking subjects, just like we are today. But this piece of shit, I would love to see him face to face. You know, you never, these fucking Bundys, he could, when they, remember when it all first came up here, up at Burns, the new leader of the militia in North America. You fucking punk. People. They would, this is what, this, what I'm reading in this book now is what they want back. This is what they're pushing to have back. Little children fucking, I mean, oh man, the things I can't read that much. If I got to put it down and just walk away from it for a while, then go back and read some more. But I'm telling you, that's what, I mean, there were more fucking white people. I mean, that's not giving no leave to the enslavement of the black people, enslavement of anybody. But the goddamn fact that we have been divided by race is laughable. That the people like Farrakhan and people out there preaching this shit. I guess you motherfuckers never read no history, huh? In many cases, you had it better off than the industrial slaves in the North. What they did to children, I mean, that was one of the things, that was one of Spike's pet peeves that he was working on, and he was making some advances. I mean, he was doing something about it. It was the fucking pedophilic. These fuckers of the generational pedophilia. That's what they are, a bunch of fucking pedophiles. And we endure it. We endure being the subjects of pedophiles. And they've always been pedophiles. In old Europe, they were always pedophiles. They've always been pedophiles. Just think about taking a little, you know, a little 7 or 8 year old girl and just doing fucking whatever filthy abomination didn't come up with in your sick fucking mind. And that's what you have with these bastards. And Bundys are a part of it. Room full of people. You want to teach. Who are you going to teach anything, you piece of shit? You don't know nothing. He told an outlet, the vast majority seemed to hang on to what seemed like hate. You don't even have a fucking clue, dude. You do not have a fucking clue of the hate out here. And it's the hate for the aristocratic industrialist motherfuckers that have fucking enslaved us twice. We were enslaved in the colonies. And then when the people stood up and said we were not, because see what had happened is over the years, the endangered people had gotten away from the endangerment, and a lot of the slaves had died. But the people who had escaped endangerment, they had little plots of land. They had little farms. They're not little farms. I mean, 360 acres, it seems like a lot to us today, but it wasn't, that was considered a small farm back in the day. And what was happening was that king was coming over, and he was going to put everybody right back into the same goddamn slave state that they had been in. And they knew it. That's why they would step out on a green in front of a regiment of fucking goddamn redcoats and shoot one of them in the fucking face. And knowing that the bullets were coming back. That's why. And that's what they want back now. That's what Bundy wants. Bundy wants goddamn cheap labor working his fucking ranch so he can sit on his fat fucking ass and write checks and live the fucking life of Riley while on the sweat of other men. You parasitic piece of shit. Seem like hate and fear. I ain't no fucking fear out here, boy. And almost warmongering. Really? Warmongering? I told you people a long time ago when they were fucking praising this prick that if it came down to it, he'd be pointing the gun. Him and those 3 percenters and them oath keepers will be, they are the Tories that will be pointing the guns at your back. And don't forget it. Jesus, man, I think about it. I'm sitting downstairs there and I'm telling you, fuck it. I'm sitting there envisioning a goddamn guillotine, a hydraulic guillotine with a conveyor belt on it, about 100 foot long, and just clamps to clamp them down on there, bring them down, off with the fucking head, down a chute, down into a dump truck, flip the fucking body off the son of a bitch down into a hopper, into a dump truck, and next, let them think about it while they're riding that 100 yards as their heads are lobbed up. And I mean hydraulic. I don't mean the like the snap piston shit. I mean a slow hydraulic. You know, so there's a scream every fucking time. And that's better than they deserve. And they ain't get, and tell you what, Corky, they ain't gonna get to, we ain't gonna keep them around.
Yeah, what militia is he talking about? He was never in any goddamn militia, Henry. And then he says he's the whole Patriot movement. He's done with the whole Patriot movement. This guy's a real piece of work, isn't he? I mean, he was never in the goddamn Patriot movement.
He figured out how this goddamn country works. And he was high in privilege. He didn't realize, he thought he was just a regular feller. And everybody else was beneath him because, well, he must have been just born real smart. No, you were born through an aristocracy, through a system of fucking that's lasted, that is, began in this country and it goes on right till today. Just right along with the child pedophilia. Right along with the goddamn slavery. And you found out you were on the better end of it. Maybe you better join with your brothers and sisters because there are warmongers out there talking about fucking taking you dirty. We outnumber you 10,000 to one, you prick. That's what you figured out. Better join with your brothers and sisters down there in San Francisco in the 9th district. Better join with the communists because just save your ass. Maybe they'll give you a place to hide because they don't have what it takes to stop what's coming. I promise you that, you son of a bitch. Bundy said it was incorrect for Trump to characterize the group of Central American migrants traveling towards the U.S. as all criminal. It's a fucking crime to cross our borders. Who you fucking think you're talking? See, I told you people are from Galicia. When I went to Galicia, I looked and I know what I saw. I knew what it was. And I told you, and that's what it turned out to be, huh? Yeah, once they found out, he read a little bit of shit and, you know, because things were moving around on a little bit higher level than him, but he didn't realize that he was so far from the bottom that he needed binoculars to look down and see the people who were really getting fucked. And we're not into protesting or running for office or anything. We're into hydraulic goddamn guillotines. We've had it. To group them all up like that, frankly, our president has done, you know, trying to speak respectfully. He has basically called them all criminals and said they're not coming in here. And they're not. This is my fucking country, you fat ass little privileged prick. Born with a silver spoon up your ass. You don't have the authority to give what's mine away to foreigners either, you fat little fuck. Fuck your whole family. You gotta, if I had known what I knew now, what I known then, what I know now, I would have been on this, I would have been on the air saying, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there. Because it wasn't the one percenters and the oath keepers that stood the BLM down. They fucking ran. Remember, they all went to the motel. They heard there was a goddamn drone coming, and they all ran. It was 500 fucking real men that fucking stood them down. Same reason that they didn't show up there in Burns. We know who you are. We know what the game is now. What the militia game is. We're not playing. What you're about to have here is a slave uprising. A people realizing that they have been re-enslaved by pricks like you.
This is what money does to you. It just fucks you up every time, man. If you want that mammon, you're just going to turn into a piece of shit.
This is hereditary, Mark. No, these people have been, they came from England like this. And then they came from England, they had to, when they were over in England, They wanted to fucking rape little children and shit. The poor weren't even considered people. There was like three different classes at the in the bottom. Like the poor, fuck you, you could kill them. There was no law against it. You could shoot them for sport like they shoot the fucking Palestinians over there. You could do anything you wanted to them. And they had the Star Chamber courts. Oh, we need 100 men to work this fucking factory that fucking one of the freak fucking pedophiles has built over here in the United States. Oh, that guy there, he stole the fucking apple. You're enslaved the rest of your life. That's how it was working. That's how this what this wonderful land of the free and home of the brave, man. What a fucking joke. But it's gonna be. Unfortunately for you, our people have become educated to the point that the goddamn idea of the word subject is a fucking death sentence for you, you motherfuckers. What about the fathers and the mothers and the children that have come here and are willing to go to through the process to apply for asylum and come up and work on my fucking ranch? Because I'm tired of these fucking uppity, these goddamn warmongering, uppity fucking hating goddamn Americans who own this goddamn country. You know what, buddy? One of the first things that's going to happen, whether I'm dead or alive because of this broadcast, somebody's going to find out where your old fucking great-grandpappy got that, whose dick he sucked to get that land that you call in your ranch and to get the leases on the land that belonged to the people. So that you could live a fucking the life of Riley while other people sweated their fucking lives away to pay for it. Trash. Asylum. So they can come into this country and benefit from not having to be oppressed continually by criminals. What about that? See, that's what I tell you people. How these dirty son of a bitches look at the rest of us. They look at us, so they won't be continually treated, oppressed by criminals. What the fuck you think the majority, and I'm telling you the mass majority, so many fucking armed motherfuckers, you cannot even imagine it. What think we're being treated in this fucking country? This lie of a country. You piece of shit. And you want to bring fucking third worlders in here to bring us down further, you think?
Yeah, BLM land. He wants to keep grazing on it. He's going to kiss ass so he can do it.
Somebody set him down and explained the whole thing to him. I told you people yesterday, this ain't no god. And you think that what I've discovered and the things I brought forth is some kind of secret? It is to the insignificant class. This is what they have worked double overtime just like keeping this fucking site from being, or this broadcast from being heard. They have worked overtime that we should not read and interpret and know that this goddamn country belongs to us and that we are the vast majority. By the thousands, we outnumber them, and we are fucking armed. You have an armed population of fucking people. You've committed pedophilia on our children, you sons of bitches. You wait till you see what we got in store for you, and nobody's gonna save you. Mark Kornke ain't gonna give you no fucking chisel to tear down the prisons with. Your ass is going on the conveyor belt, motherfucker.
If you want to bring Henry Shively cattle onto Eamon Bundy's land, I wonder who's gonna start shooting first. I mean, you know, he'll shoot you dead if you bring your cows on his land.
Eamon Bundy's ain't gonna shoot nobody. They ain't got no goddamn balls, okay? They ain't gonna shoot nobody. The only one out there that, in all of this whole fucking mess that had one ball was Lavoie Finnegan. And they killed him. Cause he did have a ball. These guys have no fucking balls. You ever seen Eamon Bundy with a gun in his hand? Ryan Bundy with a gun in his hand? Cliven Bundy with a gun in his hand? Hell no. It is our people. It is the fucking poor that have fought every fucking war since the beginning of this country. We've done all the killing. They're a bunch of spineless fucking worms. What they do is they sleaze around in their secret societies and their cliques and figure out how to get us to fucking slave so they can sit on their fucking asses and enjoy the good life. Well, how do you guys like, are you people out there, hey, the militia, man, there's a couple of, if you wanting to go out there to Burns. I told you to go ahead and go. What do you think now?
I think the word militia is a misnomer, man. I'd rather be called American National. I mean, the hell with the militia. They, like you said, they're a bunch of fucking pussies. They don't do shit.
Well, the word militia has been maligned like the word patriot. I mean, anybody can call themselves a fucking patriot. You know, if you're a fucking Chinese goddamn cop, you know, their police over there, and you're out there all day, you're busting and shooting dissidents in the head so that, and parting them out for, you're a patriot in China, aren't you? Same shit here. Oh, if you're out there, you know this is a goddamn corporation. You know that it is, what is going on here is a total act of treason against the people who founded this country, against our Bill of Rights, against the bulk of the American nationals. That you participate, like Ron Paul and their goddamn, and their state's right party. And their goddamn, what the hell, the Libertarian Party. All a part of the corporation. But, oh, they're patriots. Well, I think those fucking words don't mean what you think they mean. I'm an American national. You're right. But we're going to show them what patriotism is. Patriotism is defending that, what the militia was there for. What the militia was sworn to do was defend that Bill of Rights that has been fucking shredded right in front of our eyes with that 14th Amendment. And the militia's been there the whole fucking time. Or with people calling themselves militia. This will be a people's uprising. It will be a fucking slave uprising because that's what we have been reduced to. Only problem for them is we're a very well-armed slave population. In fact, we're the biggest fucking army to ever exist on this planet. They have made a big fucking mistake. The internet's the big mistake they made. They thought they could, right now they're trying to turn it into the control mechanism they always intended it to be. But they needed us to finish building it for them. They needed all of us to get on there and make it happen. And then they take it, what we created, once again, ours, belongs to the American nationals and handed it to their brothers over there in fucking China. The red Chinese communists have control of the United States internet. If that ain't fucking treason, I don't know what the word means. Maybe it's like patriot, it's just something you throw out there. Bundy told BuzzFeed News that his followers' strong support for the president was one of the reasons he has to step away from the militia movement. Yeah, you're out here in the Ninth Circuit, aren't you, buddy? You're a communist. You're supposed to be on the doing the communist thing. Those on the right have been so fanatically loyal to him that any word of opposition to bring out light in what he might be doing that is incorrect draws hate, Bundy said. Oh, we sure as hell been calling that two-bit fraudulent freak son of a bitch and carnival barker out for what he is, haven't we? We didn't stop. I'm sure all the fucking Trumpers out there, they hate my fucking guts, and they should. Because you motherfucking elitist cocksuckers, you're outnumbered. You better take off your fucking shoes so you got your toes to work with too, you ignorant motherfucker, and you better do some counting. We're sick of this shit.
Trump had a big hand in freeing Ayman Bundy from behind bars, didn't he? Is that why he's kissing Trump's ass? Because
Trump had nothing to do with it. Trump had nothing to do with it. He let the Hammonds, he pardoned the Hammonds. That's what he did.
Okay, I was.
In fact, he congratulated Sessions on the good work he was doing, and Sessions went up there and patted the prosecutors on the back that were prosecuting the dumb motherfuckers.
And now Sessions has mysteriously quit. He's no longer around.
Well, he's been on that micro effect. I mean, he's come up on there in a few of those programs, and that's what run by the Trump coalition, huh? What'd you say?
Oh, damn, I had no idea.
Oh, really? Oh yeah. He's come up in. Oh yeah. I mean, he was a part of the Trump coalition until And what I see here is, like I said, I see the Ninth Circuit, because they said that. I mean, we read an article a while back. Ain't heard nothing about it lately. But the Ninth Circuit was going to have a hearing to see if they were going to recharge them again. Triple jeopardy, but it doesn't fucking matter. And they've explained this to Mr. Bundy. They've explained, they say, come here, I'm going to show you something. And they've taken them down to where the real fucking people, the poor fucking people, maybe they took them down to San Francisco or one of the cities and where there's fucking, or maybe you took them to a homeless camp, a tent city. And said, buddy, you are one of the elite. That's why you never even knew these places existed, because we've kept them out of your world. You want to remain one of us, brother Mason, piece of shit? Then you will do as we tell you, and you will go out, and you're coming out against, because you're over in the Ninth Circuit. And the Ninth Circuit is the, it's all one big game, and we know it. Even as they're playing this game, and Trump said, well, we'll fight that Ninth Circuit and stuff, and they're pouring over records, pouring them in here, and now they're giving, as soon as they get a green card, they're putting uniforms on them. You getting ready for a fight here, people?
Yeah, the Ninth Circuit are appointed. They're not elected. They're appointed assholes that are illegally sitting there.
That's a fact. Star Chamber Courts. Oh, those on the right have been so fanatically loyal to him. He also ramped up his attack on Trump by making comparisons to Nazi Germany, which is not a bad comparison. There's only one difference here. If the world intended to just, I've thought about this before, to make it, make it a completely fascist kind of deal, because it is the corporations, it is the industry across this country that enslaved the people in the colonies and have enslaved the people again in 1868 with the 14th Amendment. It is these very industrialists. I mean, that's a part of a fascist dictatorship, isn't it? Only what we have here is a corporate aristocracy, an open corporate aristocracy, just what they wanted in the beginning when the people rose up against them. Because they were the king's men who were putting the oppression on the people. The regular folk and the slaves out there, the white, the black, the brown. Because the slaves were of all colors. And all this bullshit of the 60, all this shit they've fed us, this phony fucking lies all along. Oh, you can get some special status, with the Black Caucus. We have a Black Caucus. We'll get some money sent to you. And because we want slave reparations. You want slave reparations. You're going to pay more fucking white people than you are black. I got news for you. Never no intent. Only to divide. I'll tell you what. Well, I've said it before. We're all niggers to them. Get it through your head. It don't matter what the pigment of your skin is. You're a nigger to them. You are a fucking slave to them. And they are pressing it right now. They are pressing to establish it on a world basis. They want back what they had in that book that I was just fucking reading downstairs, where they can go out where the poor are and just ground up. You want a pedophile? You don't got to go out and send out your professional kidnappers to grab children. Hell, you just go out on your own, just go grab some poor kid off the street. Ain't nothing in the law against that. They're fucking poor. They're fucking slaves. They have no fucking rights. They have no protections. They have no guns because you don't, no weapons because you, why, I mean, why do you think that the fucking poor in England and shit weren't allowed to own weapons? They weren't allowed to own swords. They weren't allowed to own goddamn daggers and shit, people. You know, I always talked about, you know, Massa looking down the hill and seeing the little girl, but you know, little 12-year-old, she's just developing. Ooh, I'd send the overseer down her head. Fuck it, wasn't he? It was worse than that. It was worse than that in the industrial north. Hey, Mr. Pedophile Freak, son of a bitch, because you're a part of the fucking ruling elite, sick, pedophilic, maniac, motherfucking abominations to life. Just order them up. Send me 200 little girls, or a mix, 50 little girls and 50 little boys. Just send them to me. And then, and I, you know, like I said before, you know, when I talk about this, you know, trying to figure this all out, I figure, you know, getting dungeons and stuff, they're the terrible thing. Fucking dungeons. Right out in the goddamn open, people. They had nothing fucking in there. The poor just had to stand there and fucking watch it happen. But the people who did come endangered and worked their endangered, then went out and made themselves farms, they were starting to gain property. They were gaining power. They actually had some political will. That's why they take King. Oh, we got to better start getting. They're getting too much property over there. That actually all belongs to me because they're my fucking subjects. It's all mine. Now start enforcing it. My pedophile brothers over there that I put in charge of the colonies, start enforcing it on them. And that's what they did. And that's who was enforcing it. The same people who came up to be the fathers of your country. That you were taught to worship as a little child, that they would fucking pedophile in a second. You were taught to worship them. You people of this country need to wake up and know the true history and know exactly what's been done to them. That 14th Amendment they're plugging in the last of it right now to right back to where they can go right down the streets and fucking grab, you go over the poor part of town and do anything you fucking want to the fucking poor. They have no rights. And in fact, they're refuge. We're trying to get rid of them. You want to go, you know, we got this whole pile of little kids we don't want to feed. Go work them to death in your factory. 16 hours a fucking day on their feet. Just go work them to death. We need rid of them anyway. Let's get something out of it. What do you say? This is how they think of you. They are not fucking, they are not human. They are not sentient beings. They have no conscience. I'm way past the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then they refuse it or few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in and took control. She was tired, but her mind was dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. But like a princess, she was laying there. Moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Her young face was like that of an angel. Her long legs were tan and brown. Better keep your eyes on the road, son. Better slow this vehicle down. Cause like a princess she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hand. She woke up.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1245 Pacific Time. And that was Sammy John with Chevy Van. We listened to there at the break. Back to the elitists. We're going to finish this real quick. The time we find ourselves in now, that is closest found in history, is Germany in 1930. And they had a leader that was loved. And it was the same kind of following, he said. I don't want to say there is that extreme similarity, but it very well could go that way. And people just have to just give up their thinking, their rights, and they give up their government because they are so willing to follow him. I'm going to tell you something, Ammon, you piece of shit. You're talking about 12% of the population. You better be worrying about the 75% that you and your kind have been oppressing for fucking over 100 years now. That's what you better worry about, you son of a bitch.
He sounds like he's running for office.
Well, he probably will. Bundy and his family first came into the national spotlight during the 2016 armed occupation of the Mahler National Wildlife Refuge. He led two armed standoffs. He led. Remember when he came, the new leader of the North American militia, tip of the spear, Ammon Bundy. He led shit against the Nevada and against federal agents in Nevada and Oregon to protest government ownership of the and regulations on the land in the West. The president in July pardoned a pair of Oregon ranchers whose arson conviction became the inspiration for Bundy's standoff with the government. And this was planned way before that. The militia movement includes a number of armed anti-government groups who often hold right-wing views. Well, we don't hold no right-wing views because we're smarter than that. We understand the situation. There is no left. There is no right. No conservatives, no liberals, no Democrats, no Republicans. There's just law or there is not. And right now there is not, but there is going to be. And there's going to be justice. Bundy said he was surprised. Let's see. Wing views and whose numbers have reportedly grown in recent years. Yeah, whatever. You don't even know the people of this country, and it ain't got nothing to do with with the whipping sticks you've put together. Bundy said he was surprised by how much pushback he received from his supporters after he spoke out against Trump. The whole 12%, you think they can take us? No, I don't think they can. I'm looking over here, right? I'm looking at old Bertha up there, because you know you name your gun. The old Bertha, that 7mm fucking Magnum, that motherfucker will reach out there, 1,000 yards, real fucking easy. You think you can take us and our big, you think you can take the slave population and our big bore rifles? You think you can reduce us down to, you can take, well, you know, that's what CPS, you know, stays in my mind. What are they doing? They're out collecting goddamn little children, poor children. Because the rich elite, they don't take children away from them. They go out to the fucking poor. They go out to the subjects, the poorest subjects, and they take their children, hand them over to these fucking freaks so they can pedophile them. because that's what they are. All are a bunch of pedophiles. That's what's at the top. It's like they were over in England. They came right over here. It never slowed down. Hell, it accelerated. I expected to get a decent account of pushback, but decent amount of pushback. But I also believe that I could explain to them why I'd taken those positions and why. He told BuzzFeed News. But, you know, I've always had these kinds of thoughts that people were not really listening to the principles of things. You fucking nobody, nothing, no nothing, mush-minded, control punk. Principles
of... I gotta tell you, as soon as I mentioned about him running for office, somebody on the site just put this on the show's comment. Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor, 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, we reported that a long time ago, of course. They're getting back in the fold. They just, you know, they read one little part of the Constitution, and they actually thought that there was some kind of, that this country was something. I mean, they were brought up on fucking, you know, the best of the best, man. And they never had to even think about, you know, why are people treated like that? And, you know, people like, James Boyd, you know, a poor homeless man shot to death shot in the back with a shotgun on the side of a hill because he's trying to lay his head down, or Kelly Thomas, or any of the rest of it. See, it's, people got to understand is we are the masses. We're the mass majority. And they think we don't even exist because it's always just they're walking on a scale. We don't walk in the same restaurants with them. We don't. It's just like they're just there. And, you know, we got to really be nice to clean those homeless people off the fucking street that you made homeless that were formerly middle class in this goddamn country. Fact is, it belongs to each and every one of us equally, you dirty prick. And when we take this country back and when those common law courts go into effect, we're going to go come and look at your land, buddy. We're going to see how you got it. We're going to see what's, you know, a lot of people, when I talk about the fact that, you know, nobody owns nothing under that. It's all owned by the corporation within the corporation within the corporation within the federal corporation. You don't own your own goddamn clothes you got on your back. But when this is all over, like I said, nobody's property would be safe. That's why these so-called militia, we'll do what elect some people and get things back to where our property is secure and fuck the rest. If they want to go and take those little poor, little girls and boys and pedophile them, and we can look the other way while we're on vacation and kicking back and enjoying our lives. The fact is, people, when this goes down, the most of you, the most of you are going to have a whole, great, 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 great lot more because it's been stolen from you. Over 240 years, it's been fucking stolen from you. And there's just a handful of them out there. Like I said, even among that 12%, you got just idiots. But there's, I mean, you're getting down to the 1 to 5% that did have, they're going to lose some. If they would have went along and fucking just, you know, for the Bill of Rights, they would still have, all of us would be filthy rich. They don't want to be filthy rich. They want people beneath them. They want that freak fucking feeling of being able to, I could go take that man's little girl over there and I could do freaky fucking things. I could kill her and tape it and watch it. And I mean, this is how sick these son of a bitches are.
Henry, I just got to read this real quick. I don't mean to interrupt, but this is real quick. This is the mission statement for Ryan Bundy. Here it is. It's real short. Ryan Bundy is a farmer, rancher, and entrepreneur. He's a third-generation Nevadian and a battle-born constitutionalist. At the young age of 7 years, Ryan miraculously survived an accident in which a vehicle ran over his head. This accident left Ryan with permanent nerve damage in one side of his face, causing what he now casually refers to as his crooked face. Click on the smile in the menu bar to read Ryan sharing his story about the accident. That's his mission statement for running for governor.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, that got Constitution. It ain't worth the paper it's written on, right? There is no what the Constitution. What Constitution is he talking about? He wants to be the chief CEO for Utah. Is that what he's saying? Either that or he doesn't understand what he's talking about, doesn't have a fucking clue, because that's who comes up to be the leaders, is the people who do not have a fucking clue because they don't live it. What he better realize is there's people out here, and it's getting worse every day. It's getting harder on the fucking poor people. And goddamn, it's cold. I complained about the cold, but at least I got four walls around me and I got a heater. I can get warm. There's goddamn American nationals who can trace their lineage back to the beginnings of this country when their parents were fucking, I mean, their great, 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 great grandfathers were slaves of all colors.
He talks a little bit about taking that bullet when he was in the back of that car when Finnegan got shot. That's what he means by battle-born constitutionalist.
Oh, yeah, he's a battle-born. Fuck him. I'll tell him fuck him to his face, too. Any fucking time. He's an elitist piece of trash. He's a part of the aristocracy. He's a part of the ruling class of this fucking country who think that we, the rest of us, are their subjects. How's it fucking feel go through school and goddamn, you're free. I mean, if you're a free, America's freedom, liberty, liberty, freedom, liberty, freedom, liberty, freedom, bullshit. You're a subject of the same son of a bitches that came over here from fucking England and fucking brought the refuge from England to be their slaves here before even the first Negro slave ever showed up here. There was slavery in this country. This country was built by slaves, but they weren't all black. In fact, the majority were white. That's why this goddamn race divide shit is so stupid. Every black person out there listening to my voice, if you're an American, go read that fucking book. It's all documented. It has the sites. So it's not just something somebody made up. Some factual documents from the time. But they would divide us against one another while they sit back and at the top, they're all colors. Do you see them having any problem with the colors of each other's skin? No, I want to pedophile that little child. I want to pedophile. Well, that's cool because you're one of us. That's one of the things that was one of the things that tortured Spike, was knowing what he knew and trying to get it out. But I mean, and I, like I said, I talked about it. I'm learning to. I have learned so much doing this. But they weren't in dungeons or anything. Fuck, they were to take them right in their house. Probably have the old lady watching because she's a fucking freak too. Maybe she wanted a girl for herself or a guy or whatever. They own people. And that's why it came into my mind that to want to own another person is the sickest pedophilia. And they kind of jive together when you really think about it. The president in July, we did that. Pardon the ranchers. Yeah, the militia movement. Yeah, we did that. Bundy said he was surprised by how much pushback. Yeah, we did that. I expected to get a decent amount of pushback. Well, you fucking punk. You don't know nothing. You never did. Woman illegally scales Mexican border to give birth in U.S. and Ammon Bundy supports it. Make sure you vote for his fucking brother in Utah there. Are you ignorant son of a bitch? Yeah, I mean, it don't matter. You only got 25% of the population voting anyway. It does not fucking matter, people. They're talking about putting the uniforms on them now. We knew this was coming. It's time to get yourself steeled to it. And it's time to get ready to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights like it was meant to be supported. And I'll tell you who the militia is. It's the ones that are going to step up and fucking shoot the dirty son of a bitches who think that they can take it from us. Who think that they can endanger us. Not even endangered, because you're a subject. Who think they can enslave us? Who think that because you're poor that they can come and just take your goddamn children and go pedophile them? It's the men that'll stand up and put those motherfuckers down. Do we see one of them? Now you're looking at a militiaman. We can redefine the fucking word again, can't we? You're seeing a patriot. We can fix that word. in a fixed situation. You're not just gonna, you know, just like, you know, calling goddamn George when they buried King George the other day. Oh, patriot. He was a patriot too, you know, that freak son of a bitch. Murdering freak. Pedophilic son of a bitch. Despite increased security at the border crossing points, the 19-year-old mother-to-be managed to climb over the U.S.-Mexico wall, but ended up under border agent scrutiny after she delivered a son at a local hospital. A Honduran woman is believed to be the first member of the migrant caravan to deliver a baby in the United States, and that 14th fucking amendment is null and void. It was created without authority. It has been in existence for 100 years without authority. You can't, because when one of them comes in, you're taken from every American national, and we stand as individual free nationals. The fucking country belongs to us, and you are taking from us. You are taking a part of what is ours, and you are not doing it through the due process of the law guaranteed to us in our Bill of Rights. We are not having our property taken from through due process of the law, the procedural due process in the common law jurisdiction. This is a fucking corporation that just declared itself. Where your new declare? Well, they declared a king. They declared a corporate aristocracy back in 1868, and they declared the rest of us and everything we owned to be the property of that corporation. And then they redefined the word corporation instead of being a pretend person to being a real person. So when you sitting in that Oval Office up there, head CEO, you are actually the fucking king. That's why the dynasties, like the dynasties of the Bushes, the dynasties of the Clintons, and now the Obamas, see, they're trying to push their way into the international communists. Now you got the Trump dynasty that is sitting in the ruling chair. Only difference is, you know, we're not waiting, it won't be long until it'll be a permanent thing. Just like that, Premier of China just declared his position for life. Once they get, if they could get those guns from us, they'd have already done it, and they would already declared a king for life. You'd be right back where you was in old England. People starving to death right in front of them as they ride by in their coaches eating caviar. I think I'd like to rape that little child over there. Won't you go down and grab him, Jeeves? Not the little girl. I like little boys. No, the smaller one. Yeah, the 4-year-old. That's the one I want. You people better get your nuts up, or else admit that you're too fucking cowardly to stop something like that. That's just all there is to it. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, have a good, man, I told you had to read that other book. You gotta read the White Slave book too. So you can see, you can see it so plainly. This is what they've worked all these years for 240 years. That's what they've been working their way back to. Exactly what they had then. And I think that if an armed population that represents the largest army in the world can't stop that, then we're some worthless motherfuckers. And we deserve everything we get. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!